Agriculture accounts for about 9% of greenhouse gases in the United States, meaning it's a major contributor to climate change. Some research suggests that vegetarian diets are key, but Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck found that one solution lies not just with consumers, but with farmers.
Dave Bishop drove around his 350-acre farm on a gator, or something that looks like a four-wheeler with a truck bed. He passed by Oreo cows and rows of veggies before settling in a quiet space down by Kickapoo Creek with his big white dog, Molly, trailing behind.
What are you doing, Molly? You can check up on us.
Bishop's largely organic operation is Prairie Earth Farm in central Illinois. There, he uses regenerative agriculture, or sustainable practices like cover crops in the off-season, to keep more carbon in the ground and reduce the need for fertilizers, which release greenhouse gases. Bishop looks out over the field where he rotates soybeans, corn, and other grains, and cows.
And ultimately, whether we eat the cow or not, the cow is going to make the kind of contributions that we need to grow the healthy plants that you want to eat, and to do so without having to resort to using chemical fertilizers.
But cows' guts produce a lot of methane, a greenhouse gas that doesn't last as long in the atmosphere as carbon dioxide, but is about 30 times more potent. It's considered the second leading greenhouse gas to cause climate change, and agriculture is its number one source in the U.S.
As an individual, one of the biggest effects that we can have is changing what we're eating to eating a smaller amount of beef.
That's Paul West with the University of Minnesota. He's working on how to balance feeding a growing world population with reducing emissions so climate change can be slowed. But it's not just about what we eat. West describes an optimal agriculture operation that sounds an awful lot like Bishop's, one that cycles nutrients.
Going back to how a lot of farms in the Midwest were managed, largely up until the 1980s, where we generally had smaller farms, but also more of a mixture of row crops and hay and dairy and cattle.
West says farms that grow thousands of acres of corn need lots of nitrogen fertilizer, which eventually gives off another greenhouse gas, nitrous oxide. It's about 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide, even if it doesn't last as long. But regenerative agriculture mixes in crops that help replenish the soil, meaning farms don't need as much fertilizer. And some fertilizer they need can come from cows munching in the fields. Bishop says that's good for his bottom line and mirrors nature.
There are plants and animals present in all ecosystems, and they're there for a reason, because that's what it takes to make that ecosystem work. Well, farms no different. It's an ecosystem.
However, most farming operations aren't like Bishop's. Instead, they're raising many more cows without the plants. So researchers are trying to cut down on emissions cows produce overall, using seaweed supplements and breeding cows that produce less methane. But the animal's gut microbes that produce methane help the animal. Cut out too many, and that could be toxic. And when it comes down to it, not everyone will give up burgers. But that doesn't mean people should give up on lowering emissions, according to Keith Poschen, a professor at Colorado State University. He thinks regenerative agriculture is great.
But it's not the only solution. It's not that just by our best management practices on agricultural lands, we solve global warming. No, that's not going to happen. But we can make a contribution towards it.
Bishop at Prairie Earth Farms said vilifying cows won't help. Researchers need to listen to farmers, and farmers need to listen to researchers, because everyone is just trying to make sure we can grow enough food.
So we've got to get this right.
Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.